Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. This is Wendy, your co-host, and I'm also here with Marla. Hey, Marla.
Hey, Wendy.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
We have such a cool thing to do today. Can you believe we get to do this today?
This is so exciting. I actually thought you were kind of joking me at first.
I know. Marla's like, is this April Fool's? Are you playing an April Fool's joke on me? And I'm like, no, this is for real. This is for real. We're going to have a lot of fun today. So thanks, you guys, for hanging out with us. If you're listening to us live, we're going to tell you how you can be part of the show here in just a little bit. But so first things first, I guess. Today we have with us Lou Diamond Phillips, the host of The Military Channel, an officer in a movie, which premieres tonight. It's actually a series. It's going to be on several weeks. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. So you know him from, many, many movies, which we'll talk about more of a little bit later. But so we're going to give you some background on the series that starts tonight on The Military Channel. And then we have like a little news announcement thing that we'll make. That's what we have coming up. It'll be a shorter show, but we'll still have a lot of fun. So hang out with us. You're going to have a lot of fun. So, all right, Marla, you want to tell everybody how they can hang out if they've come over from Facebook?
Sure.
Post your message over there.
Oh, you're doing that? Okay. If you're joining us live, which we hope that you are, you can sign up for Blog Talk Radio and join us in the chat room. We just ask that you please remember OPSEC or operational security. No information that can connect unit or command names or your spouse, keeping your husband and our husband safe also, or our husbands or wives. If you want to catch us on Twitter, you can send us a tweet message at My Military Life. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/My Military Life. If you're listening to us live, we do have the chat room open. I'm in there, so you can come hang out. And we'd love to get to know all of our listeners better. Our show airs usually on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, where you can listen to us live, or you can subscribe to us via iTunes and download us for your iPod.
Yes. You can download us from you know what I just thought of? I thought, oh, gosh, I'm on a different radio or a different computer, and I'm thinking, what if the sound just starts all of a sudden really loudly? you know when you load our page, like it just starts to play?
That's happened to me a few times, so I totally understand.
Yeah, you get it, right? So I'm just posting a message over on Facebook, so if anybody is listening to us, they can, or online, they can come on over. All right, so, yeah, if you guys are live, come and say hi in the chat room. Although, somehow I got disconnected. Did you disconnect me?
No. I'm in as a co-host. I didn't do anything to you.
All right, I will try and log back in, see what happens. Sometimes our chat room, you know, Friday night on Blog Talk Radio is a pretty happening place to be. Okay, here I am. I'm back now. All right, so here we are. So if you're on, if you come over from Facebook, you have to click on the little, you know, press play or let it buffer in order to hear the show live. And if you want to go in the chat, click on the green button. So I know the numbers never match. Like, the listeners never match what's in the chat room. I mean, we only have, like, a tiny portion that ever goes into chat, and I don't know why. But anyway, we invite you in there. We have it open. All right, so today is kind of a cool day. Today is the 118th birthday of the Navy Chief Petty Officer. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I posted a video with the McPond giving a message out to the fellow chiefs. So happy birthday to all the chiefs out there.
Hoorah. No, hooyah.
I know. Sorry about that. I know, we got Marines on the mind because the show tonight that we're going to be talking about, the character is actually Robert Duvall. He plays a Marine. All right, so, okay, the other thing I'm going to tell you about really quick before we get into tonight's episode, what we're here to talk about, is, okay, so USAA has this thing called a Military Blogger of the Month, kind of new to me. And so our blog, mymilitarylife.com, was selected as part of this promotion. So it's the Military Blogger of the Month presented by USAA, and we'll post the link up on the site. But it's neat. We get a little badge that we get to put up. And, you know, the blog is a group effort. So thank you to all of you who read the blog and to the fellow contributors on the blog. I think even though, you know, might say my name, it's really a group thing. So I wanted to share that success with all of y'all. Pretty neat.
That was pretty exciting. It was hard for me to hold it. Can you believe one whole day and I could barely hold it together?
I know. We're like, don't post the link, which I haven't even had a chance to post the link yet, so I'll post it tonight. You guys can see it and you can share the blog post that we'll do. We'll encourage you guys to share that and let even more people know about the blog. And if you're an ombudsman, you know, put the blog as a resource down. We have a whole resource section. You know, we tag our post resource if we're listing one that we've mentioned on the show, and it has all the links to all the shows that we've ever done. And there's a ton of them in there. So, yeah. Okay, so tonight. So let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll start talking about the Military Channel and the show tonight. Sound good?
Alrighty. Sounds good to me.
All right, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. And tonight on the Military Channel, a new series is starting called An Officer in a Movie, where there will be different movies played and they'll have different guests that come on to talk with actor Lou Diamond Phillips, which is, I think, really cool. So we get to meet him tonight. He'll be calling in just a little bit. But he's going to be basically during his intro to the movie, he'll be speaking with retired and active duty officers who reflect on the theme of that night's film and just also provide like personal insight to each movie and put it into a modern context. So that's what's going on. And I know on our cable channel, normally we don't get the Military Channel. You have to have like a special package for that.
And, really?
Yeah, seriously. And so my son, who's 14, for a while we didn't have it. And he's like, Mom, when are we going to get the Military Channel? He doesn't care about any other channel but the Military Channel. So if you don't get the Military Channel, it's really, you just have to ask for it if it's not part of your package. And then it's usually only like $5 or $10 more or whatever. And then it comes with a whole other suite of channels. I wish we could handpick the channels because we'd only pick like maybe 20 channels. The other 150
Oh, we were talking
whatever.
About that yesterday. We were talking about that because we don't need like 70 ESPN channels.
Exactly.
As much as we like sports, we really don't need that many.
Yeah, I don't need that many. I see Megan's in the chat room. Hi, Megan. So, yeah, I hope you guys have the Military Channel because I think you're going to love this new feature that they have coming up. And so, I, you know, tonight's movie is called The Great Santini, but I have never seen that film. So I'm actually going to, you know, watch it. I love Robert Duvall. I think that's probably one of Craig's favorite actors is Robert Duvall. So tonight's movie is The Great Santini, who was nominated for an Academy Award for this film. Have you happened to have seen it?
I haven't. Actually, I was about to Google it because I know I've heard about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody, it's kind of like one of those things that you hear about. You go, oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard of, I know that. That name's familiar. But it's, I mean, it's an older movie. It's kind of, I guess, considered a classic. So we'll see. I haven't seen it. So for people who, like, have seen it and they hate it or seen it and they love it, going, I can't believe she's never seen that movie. Well, guess what, people? I'm watching it tonight. I'm popping my popcorn. And we're having a movie night. And that's what's cool about the Military Channel, because you can pick a movie that's on the schedule and pop some popcorn. And whether it's movie or, you know, whether it's a series of, you know, watching one of the documentaries, I know my son, every time I go downstairs, if it's not on the, it's either on the Military Channel or it's on the Sci-Fi Channel. That's it.
Are you sure you don't live with my husband?
That's all. I'm like, is that the Military Channel again? Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah, I know. We were just watching, whenever they have submarine, you know, shows on, Sub Week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have to.
Oh, yeah,
that.
You guys, you wacky bubbleheads.
Yeah, I know. And I have a crush. I have a question, too, from Craig. More of a request. He's like, make sure you ask, you know. It's more of a request than anything. But, so, yeah. And I have to say, also, it snowed here. It snowed yesterday. And it snowed a little bit earlier. I know we're kind of all over the place, but, yeah, I had to tell you that because I know you're always like, what?
I can't believe it snows all the way up there.
It does. It snows. All right, so some facts that you might not know about Lou Diamond Phillips that we're going to talk about until he gets here. So, okay, well, first off, do you have a favorite film or TV movie, or how do you remember? What is your Lou Diamond Phillips story? Now, breathe. Because earlier when I talked to Marla, she's like, what?
No, with big, bold, red letters in my email. Shut up.
Yeah, she's like, shut up. I'm like, okay, do you think you can talk to him without, like, you know.
I remember him. This is so sad. I remember him in Stand and Deliver and in La Bamba. But
yeah.
For some reason, whenever I think of Lou Diamond Phillips, I always think of him as, like, in Stand and Deliver.
Of Courage Under Fire. That's what I think of.
What's funny is it took me a minute to visualize him in that movie. But once you said it, like, oh, yeah, yeah, he was in that movie. But
yeah, that movie was with Meg Ryan and Denzel Washington and Matt Damon. I mean, that was really Matt Damon's very first big movie.
Yeah.
Remember, he lost all that weight? And Lou played, like, this, you know, his character in that movie. You really don't want to like him. But I thought it was good. I liked that movie. It was a long time ago. Man, we're getting old. Me, myself.
I remember sitting in my grandparents' apartment watching Stand and Deliver and La Bamba on TV, and they didn't even have cable. And it was like this big deal because those movies were going to be on the TV.
Like, I know that's when it took, like, you know, some time to actually... You know, before Netflix, that's before Netflix days, where you can just watch whatever you want on demand. You know, somehow I just keep getting locked out. I don't know why, but I'm going to...
Do you want to try to go back in and I'll get out?
No. Well, no. I'll just click the button again.
Okay.
So if I kick anybody out of the chat room, I do apologize. I do too.
I see you again. You're back.
Okay, good. All right, so I want to tell you who else is going to be on with Lou Diamond Phillips tonight, who he might mention on the call, but anyway, I'm going to tell you now. So tonight, retired Marine Colonel Arthur Athens joins him to discuss the themes behind this movie, The Great Santini. And it was actually came out in 1979, which I thought it was like early 80s, so it's 1979. And they have a bunch of clips on the Military Channel, too, that you can go on and check and see and watch, like the trailer for the movie. And, yes, I'm having technical difficulties. Thank you. Yes. All right. So tonight, retired Marine Colonel Athens is on. And so what they're going to talk about is kind of relating the themes in the movie to modern day, right? And a little bit more about, because if you're familiar with the Marines, or your husband's a Marine, or your parents were Marines, because I know Megan's parents are retired from the Marine Corps, to tell you a little bit about the colonel tonight that'll be on the show. He was the director of the U.S. Naval Academy's Vice Admiral James B. Stockdale Center for Ethical Leadership and the former commandant of the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. And it says in here, Athens is uniquely able to comment on what it means to be a leader in the military and within a family's home, where in his own life he has 10 children. Can you imagine? That is like so many kids. Oh, I can't imagine. We have two, and that's hard to keep up with. All right, so that's who you can look forward to tonight, and also that's who Lou Diamond Phillips will be chatting with. Retired Marine Colonel Arthur Athens. And for, you know, the series will run over several weeks, but for tonight's episode, it actually airs at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Military Channel. So you can check your local listings for the actual channel number. Yes. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Lou will be joining us. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio and Military Life Radio. We'll be right back.
U.S. Navy t-shirts, mugs, and more at NavyChief.com. Hot new designs for sailors, chiefs, officers, families, and all those who support our men and women in the United States Navy. NavyChief.com will ship anywhere in the USA, APOs and FPOs too. NavyChief.com offers silkscreen tees for your command, unit, ship, CPOAs, fundraisers, businesses, schools, and other special events. Let our in-house professional graphic artists design your next custom order. Huge selection of tees for only $10 each. NavyChief.com, supporting our shipmates since 1997. Veteran-owned, all NavyChief.com apparel is printed in the USA. Call us at 301-475-0437 or log on at NavyChief.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. We want to welcome Lou Diamond Phillips. You know him because he's a star of TV and the big screen with over 90 films to his credit. You know him from his big hit film La Bamba and also Courage Under Fire, which we talked about with Meg Ryan, Denzel Washington, and Matt Damon. And now he's stepping into a different role as the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie. And he joins us tonight to chat with all of you. So, hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. Wendy, how are you doing? Thanks for making the time.
Oh, we are just thrilled to have you. And Marla is also here with me tonight.
Hi, Marla.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. My pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about your military experience, your background, and your family.
Well, you know, my father and my stepfather, George Phillips, were both in the Navy. George did two tours in Nam back in 67 and then again in 69. So, you know, I was born on a Navy base. I was born at Subic Bay Naval Air Station in the Philippines. Grew up, you know, around a lot of Navy bases, you know, in the States, in Georgia, Florida, Washington. Went back to the Philippines for a bit. And then, you know, my dad retired down in Corpus Christi, Texas, where the NAS base is there. So, So, you know, I've been around military people all my life. Some people may know that I'm actually named for a World War II hero, kind of the Audie Murphy of the South, Gunnery Sergeant Lou Ellen Diamond, Gunny Sergeant Lou Diamond, you know. So my dad had read a book about him right before I was born, and, you know, he liked the name, so he named me after. A lot of people think I made it up, but I didn't. You know, and I think lastly, the thing that really inspired the Military Channel to come after me for this particular program was that a few years back I actually testified before Congress, Senate Subcommittee on Veterans Affairs for the Filipino veterans of World War II, trying to get them their benefits back and their status as veterans. So I've had a fairly long history supporting the military, working with the USO, and, you know, an obvious connection to it. So I was actually very thrilled when they asked me, you know, to do the show, because I felt that, you know, I could use my celebrity to bring out some very inspirational, very real, very, very relevant stories, you know, that would embellish the experience of watching these movies.
That is really – oh, sorry, Wendy.
No, go ahead, Marla.
That is really awesome. It's really nice to see that the military experience in your life, you know, a lot of people are concerned that the kids aren't going to do okay with the lifestyle that we have chosen for our families. But you show that, you know, you can rise above it. You can make yourself stronger from it. And it's really great that –
I think, you know, what's interesting for me is that you know, there's a lot, I think, made out of the philosophy of supporting the troops these days, and that's certainly something, you know, that I'm trying to get across in doing this project and hosting all these really wonderful, you know, accomplished guests. But, you know, like you said, I think the other thing we have to remember, too, is to just, you know, support the military families, because, you know, you guys are the ones holding down the fort. You're the ones keeping it together, the ones having all the strength and the patience, and I think that you know, that needs to be respected and, you know, deserves our gratitude as well.
Well, thank you very much. What can we expect for tonight's show? I know the series is a long one, but what can we expect when we turn in tonight?
Well, what's really great is that we're, you know, doing a lot of these classic war films. I mean, tonight is The Great Santini. Next week is Heartbreak Ridge. You know, so there are a lot of favorites, you know, that people have seen over the years, and you know, maybe a few that you haven't seen that might be very entertaining and nice little, you know, discoveries. But I think the part that's really fascinating, in addition to, you know, a very good movie, is that, you know, we're sitting down with, like tonight, retired Colonel Art Athens, you know, who has a great perspective on, you know, on the film itself. And, you know, for instance, tonight, Robert Duvall's character, Bull Meacham, you know, he goes behind the scenes. He talks about what it's really like. He is obviously a trainer of troops and helps them to deal with the kind of issues that we see in the film. And I think it helps people to understand that, you know, it's not just a work of fiction. It's not just, you know, entertainment. That films like this, you know, actually reflect the real life of, you know, of people in military service. And, you know, it really lets you peek behind the curtain and feel like you have a personal connection to it.
Mr. Phillips, do you have a special message that you would like to relay to our spouses and families who we are encouraging to curl up tonight and watch this series that starts tonight on Military Channel, whose husbands, fathers, wives are deployed right now?
Just like I said before, you know, they certainly have my respect and my gratitude and you know, my prayers, my thoughts. I think military families are amazing. I was part of a military family myself. You know, a lot of people in civilian life don't really know the demands and the amount of strength that it takes, you know, to make that commitment to nation when one of the members of the family, you know, heeds the call, you know, for duty and honor. So I just, you know, in this particular situation, you know, I'm an actor. I've played heroes before. But this time, really, I'm a cheerleader, you know, for the people that I think are the real heroes out there, and that certainly extends to our military families.
Thank you for that. Wendy?
Yes. Okay, Lou, I talked to my husband. He's a submarine guy. He's a submariner. And I said, all right, so what question do you have for Lou? And he told me to tell you. He was actually at work still. He said there's only one good submarine movie. In his opinion, it's Down Periscope with Kelsey Grammer. So he wants to know, when are you going to make a good submarine movie? Or will you look for some scripts?
I would be thrilled to. I've only actually made one military film, and that was Courage Under Fire. And I'm extremely proud of that one, even though I might have been kind of the bad guy in it. I was only acting. Down There Is Good with Kelsey Grammer. I'm gonna have to take another look at that one. I've had a great, great opportunity in my career to play service people, obviously something like Courage Under Fire, but a ton of cops and detectives and FBI types and that sort of thing. So obviously that's something that people tend to buy me as, and I'd be absolutely thrilled to put the uniform back on at some point.
All right, Marla, you're next.
Well, Wendy, did you have any more questions? Because I do know
that, I don't. I know he's got to run, so
he's got to get running.
Hey, guys, Wendy, Marla, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the support. I think it'd be a great evening for military families, and certainly something that they can relate to. So thanks for helping us get out the word.
You're welcome. Now, Lou, we have one quick favor to ask you. We do have one favor. I know you got to run. Can you take us to break? Can you say, this is Lou Diamond Phillips, and you're listening to Navy Wife Radio?
You got it. This is Lou Diamond Phillips, and you're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
Super. Thanks, Lou. Good luck to you. We'll be watching tonight.
Excellent. Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, everybody. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. So tonight you can tune into the Military Channel to watch an officer and a movie. That's on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. And check your local listings. And the series will run for several weeks, so you can definitely look for that series on your dish or DirecTV or whatever you've got, your TiVo. And set your DVR to tape it. I think it would be really cool. Make it some family time. Break out the popcorn and have some good movie watching time. I think next week he said was Heartbreak Ridge is next week. And other movies coming up include Kelly's Heroes, like I said, Heart's War, Wind Talkers, Three Kings, The Dirty Dozen, among others.
I am so excited for Wind Talkers because I've never gotten to sit through that movie. And now I can, pause it.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm a movie watcher. I like movies. We talk about movies here all the time. We rate movies. So, yes. But wasn't he cool, though?
He was so cool. So laid back. I can picture him just, sitting in his trailer with his feet up, it's nothing. So awesome. So awesome.
Yes. Thank you to Lou Diamond Phillips and to the Military Channel for coming on the show and spreading some love. I mean, really, they're not here to talk to me and Marla. They're here to talk to all you favorite listeners out there who, by the way, we have lots of other fun things coming up for you guys. Like I said before on last week's show, we're working to get Tanya Bianc back on the show. She is the writer of the book Army Wives, which the TV series Army Wives on Lifetime is based on. She'd already said yes, we just have to work out the date. So that's coming up. And we're going to be talking about the Mill Blogging Conference, which is April 29th and 30th. And lots of cool things. So yeah, it's going to be a fun month. We have a lot going on in April.
Yep.
So what does Trevor think? Is he home, like, trying to be quiet? Like, did he?
Yeah, he gave the kids, like, a whole speech. Like, we all sat down and, okay, Mom's going to be talking to somebody really important on the phone. So we got to stay in the living room, let Mom have her time. And of
they
course,
got the
partway, yeah, partway through, I get a little knock. Mommy. And then you hear, like, you know, ever the military father, there's like the snap, and all of a sudden, never mind. So
that's so funny. Well, you know me, I have this menagerie of pets over here. I've got two beagles and a chihuahua. So I'm telling Christian, all right, Christian, you're in charge. Make sure that the dogs try not to bark, you know, all this stuff. Because wouldn't that just be my luck? I'm right in the middle. You're asking a question, and all of a sudden you hear Boomer, the little one, just going nuts.
My barking. Love. Boomer, my love.
Yes. All right, everybody. Well, I hope that you guys had fun hanging out with us. I know tonight was just a quick 30-minute show. But, you know, we had the opportunity, and we took it. We encourage you guys to set your DVR and watch live tonight. It's An Officer in a Movie. It premieres April 1st. If you're listening to this in the archives, check your local listings for the next episode of An Officer in a Movie. It airs on the Military Channel, 8 p.m. Eastern. And let us know what you think. We'll be talking about it over on Facebook. We're going to post it also. And, yeah, Marla, any final thoughts?
No, just make sure to enjoy the film. I'm excited.
Yes. Yes, and tonight's film, just so we put it out there, it's The Great Santini, starring Robert Duvall. He was actually nominated for an Academy Award in this role. And Lou Diamond Phillips, again, will be on at 8 p.m. Eastern. He's joined by retired Marine Colonel Arthur Athens. They'll discuss the themes behind the classic, and they'll also kind of relate it to modern times. And I just think it's wild that, you know, the colonel coming on tonight, he's got 10 kids. So I'm just interested to know, how does he keep 10 kids? Like, you know what I mean? Can you guys
how
doing that
he,
little briefing on the couch?
He? How does he?
He and she, yes.
But, yes, that little briefing would be fun to witness, too.
Yes. So the next three shows that you can look forward to as part of the series – An Officer in a Movie are Heartbreak Ridge, Bridge to Ramadi. I'm going to say this wrong. Ramadan. No, it's not Ramadi. R-E-M-A-G-E-N. Ramadan. I apologize for not saying that right. And then Victory. So those are the next three movies. So I know I'll be watching at 8 p.m. Eastern. I hope you are too, or set your DVR. It's An Officer in a Movie on the Military Channel, hosted by actor Lou Diamond Phillips. All right, Marla, thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right, favorite listeners, we'll see you over on Facebook. It's facebook.com/mymilitarylife or on the blog at mymilitarylife.com. Marla, you want to take us out and do our disclaimer and all that good stuff?
I sure can. Our disclaimer is that we are not a part of any government agency, Department of the Navy, or Department of Defense. Sorry, the views and opinions expressed here by our co-hosts and guests do not reflect any official Navy or DOD policy. Any advice that we give is strictly that of the co-hosts and our individual guests. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our show, our favorite listeners, and really any listener. Please join us online at mymilitarylife.com for archived shows, showtimes, and upcoming guest information.
About you, baby, lately when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing.